Good morning. Did you all have a good Thanksgiving? I did too. Too much turkey. I heard in the news that on Black Friday, there were some shoppers who were waiting in line for 6 to 8 hours just to get $10 discount on some items. Wow, that's a long wait, right? A journalist asked one of the shoppers, "What motivated you to wait for so long just to get $10 discount?" And he replied, "I am excited. I am excited to wait because I'm going to get a new item. The best one. A new iPhone." Okay. Or new Xbox game. The point is, he was excited to wait for so long because he's sure that he's going to get something good. It's going to make his life happy. Advent means waiting. What are we waiting for this season of Advent? Or whom are we waiting for? Of course, Jesus, right? I'm sure you know the answer. But Jesus did come already, right? He did. He came 2,000 years ago. And that's what we are celebrating this season of Advent, preparing to celebrate Christmas, which is the first coming of the Savior, about whom Prophet Jeremiah prophesied in today's first reading. We heard, "In the fullness of time, God will send a shoot from the house of David, who is going to be the just one, the wonder counselors, the mighty one, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who would come." And that prophecy of Prophet Jeremiah is fulfilled in the person of Jesus, who is known as Son of David, because he came from the house of David, as promised by God centuries ago. Jesus was called Son of David by the blind beggar. "Son of David, have pity on me." And there are a number of references in the Gospels we find where Jesus is called the Son of David. He is the Son of Man, the Son of David, who came to save us. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose birthday we are celebrating this Christmas time. And so we have 4 weeks of preparation for that, the season of Advent, waiting for the Lord's coming. Now, what we really are waiting for is the second coming of the Lord. Yes, that's what Jesus prophesies in today's gospel. The Son of Man will come. He will come, and there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, the rising of the waves. Ah, this sounds terrifying, right? In the clouds, the Son of Man will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. Well, it was not Jesus' intention to terrify us or to frighten us, but rather to remind us of the need to be prepared at all times, no matter what that time is going to be. We may be still alive or we may be dead, but certainly, when that moment comes, he will come to judge both the living and the dead. The final judgment day. On that day, Jesus says, when this happens, stand erect. Do not be afraid. Keep your head straight, vigilant, and pray. In other words, be ready to face the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, but in between this first and second coming, there is a mysterious coming of the Lord in our midst, about which Saint Bernard spoke centuries ago. The mysterious coming of the Lord, the sacramental coming of the Lord in our midst through the Holy Eucharist and other sacraments that we receive. It is Jesus who comes to us daily. Through the events and the persons whom we encounter in our daily lives, Jesus comes to us alive every day. It is the recognition of this mysterious coming of the Lord in our midst that would give us the excitement to wait for the Lord when He comes finally to judge the living and the dead. Are we excited waiting for the Lord? Just like the shoppers in the line, what are we waiting for? Are we excited about it? We should be, right? Because the promise of the Lord is true. It is true. It is going to happen. And He has promised us not just a nice iPhone, but something more than that. Eternal life. What more do we need? Right? Once we are sure that we can receive that gift from the Lord when He comes, we are so blessed then. We should be joyful people then while expecting and waiting for the Lord's coming. That's what Pope Francis calls us to do. In his exhortation, apostolic exhortation, Joy to the World. Evangelii Gaudium, Joy to the World. Joy of the gospel. Live the joy of the gospel in our daily life. That will create within us excitement to wait for the Lord. Yes. The past few days, Pope Francis was in Africa, in Central Africa. He visited Kenya, and his last step was in Uganda, where he celebrated Mass and invited all people to share the joy of the gospel. Share the love with others. That's what Saint Paul tells us in today's second reading. How can we have that excitement waiting for the Lord? Very simple. Increase and abound in your love for God and for others. That will make us excited. Yes, it's fun. It is exciting to love, right? Yeah, those who really love knows that it is exciting to love. And when we love, not just oneself, but others, it brings joy into our lives. That's all what Pope Francis is telling. It will bring you joy. You will be called joyful people. Experience that joy by living the gospel values. Sharing our love. That's what we are doing. Our St. John Newman Parish community is up in arms in sharing love, right? Through the various programs that we are offering here in our parish community, through our stewardship programs of reaching out to the poor, the needy, the suffering in our midst, through the Angel Tree program. You can pick up a family this Christmas and sponsor that family. Make that family happy through the sharing of your love. What an exciting way to live our Christian faith, our values of the gospel. We did last Sunday, sharing food with the hungry and the needy around us. That's an amazing way of sharing our love and experiencing joy in giving away love to one another. Pope Francis is going to declare the year of mercy On December 8th, this coming Tuesday, the feast day of Immaculate Conception, he will declare formally, he will open the doors of mercy in Vatican, in St. Peter's Square. And this is going to be a year of mercy for us from starting December 8th until November 20, 2016, the Feast of Christ the King. A year of mercy. Yes, in this world today, with so much going on, with so much hatred, violence, revenge, killings, bloodshed, what we need today is mercy. Mercy, compassion, love, forgiveness, unity, and peace. This is what Jesus came to proclaim to us. These are the values of the kingdom of God as taught by Jesus Christ. We can certainly live these values and make a difference in our world today. We Catholic Christians can make a difference by beginning to share that love and be an instrument of bringing people together in peace and unity in this divided world. What we need is the mercy of God. Let us make a difference in the world today by our lives, by living our faith courageously, by reaching out to others in love, charity, through our service, through the sharing of our faith through our lives. Amen.